I hope you're doing well this morning. I work with and lead an organization that does discipleship training in Hong Kong, Taiwan, and China.
我在香港、台湾和中国有一个宣教的事工，门徒训练的事工。
Presently, we have dozens of groups being discipled by our team in China.
现在我们在中国还有大概十几个小组是在做门徒训练。
We also have 20 groups, discipleship groups in Taiwan going on right now.
我们现目前在台湾也大概有二十个门徒训练的小组。
And we have a center in Hong Kong.
我们在香港还有一个总部。
It's very interesting the way God works.
这些事工的进行是看见神奇妙的带领。
Last October, our center in Beijing was shut down by the government.
去年十月，我们在北京的训练中心被中国政府关闭了。
And almost exactly at the same time, we were asked to open up a new center in Hong Kong.
几乎在同一个时间，香港就邀请我们到香港去成立一个门徒训练中心。
And frankly, the center in Hong Kong will be safer and also much bigger than the one we had in Beijing.
我们在香港的这个训练中心比在北京那个更大而且更安全。
And what I found fascinating was the timing of it. We lost one center in Beijing and we gained one in Hong Kong.
让我最觉得稀奇的是那个时间，就是我在北京的中心被关闭的时候，神就在香港替我开了门，替我们。
We call our discipleship program Head to Heart.
我们的门徒训练这个program 名字就叫做从头脑到心灵。
The purpose is to take the truth of the Bible from the head down to the emotions of the heart.
我们训练的目的是要让我们对真理的认识不只是在头脑上，更是要进到我们的心灵里面。
So that our hearts are on fire with the truth of God.
所以我们的心里可以为神的真理大发热心。
It's actually a 22-week discipleship program.
这是一个22个礼拜的训练课程。
We use resources in simplified Chinese and traditional Chinese.
我们有简体的中文，也有简体的也有繁体的中文。
We have Cantonese team members, we have Mandarin speaking team members, about 60 team members.
我们有60个成员，有讲广东话的，讲中文的。
And it's a privilege to serve God in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
能够在中国、香港跟台湾来服侍神，是我极大的荣幸。
And this morning, I want to talk about the basic principle of discipleship.
今天早上我要跟各位分享门徒训练最基本的原理。
The basic principle of discipleship is this.
门徒训练的基本原理是这样的。
How we see is how we live.
我们怎么看会影响我们怎么生活。
I will explain what I mean by that as we go along.
我下面会慢慢地来跟各位解释。
And to explain it, we're going to start out with the creation of Adam and Eve.
我要来解释这个过程，要从上帝创造亚当夏娃开始。
God decided to make humanity in his image and likeness.
神决定要照自己的形象跟样式来创造人类。
That's in Genesis chapter 1.
这是记载在创世纪第一章。
Then in Genesis chapter 2,
在创世纪第二章。
God took the man and the woman and placed them in the Garden of Eden.
神就把亚当跟夏娃安置在伊甸园里面。
And at the end of chapter 2, it makes this strange comment.
在第二章的结束，有一件奇怪的事情发生了。
In chapter 2, verse 25.
在第二章二十五节。
And the man and his wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed.
当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
So when they looked at God,
当他们看神的时候，
in their perspective and in their heart, they had a healthy view of God, the world, and themselves.
他们用很健康的眼光，从神的眼光来看他们自己。
They enjoyed God's provision and His care.
他们非常享受神的供应跟神的眷顾。
When they looked at the garden, it was a blessing and a wonderful place to be.
他们看看周围的伊甸园，那真是神极大的祝福。
The world was good.
这个世界是美好的。
When they looked at themselves,
当他们看自己的时候，
they were unashamed.
他们并不觉得羞耻。
And they were joined together as a team, as one flesh.
他们两个成为一体，然后觉得很好。
But then in chapter 3, things changed.
可是到了第三章，事情就不一样了。
The serpent came into the story and told them that God was lying to them, and they began to doubt God.
蛇就进入了这个故事里面，告诉他们说，神跟他们讲的话不是真的。
God had specifically told them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神曾经很明确地告诉他们不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
They were simply told not to do one thing.
神只叫他们不要做一件事情。
Just one thing not to do.
只有一件事他们不可以做的。
When you were raising your children, did you tell your children one thing not to do?
你在教养你的小孩的时候，有没有告诉他们说只有一件事你不可以做？
If your children were like my children,
如果你的小孩跟我的小孩一样，
and I told my children one thing not to do,
我告诉他们只有这件事不可以做，
I'm certain that's exactly what they would do.
我很确定这就是他们会去做的。
Well, Adam and Eve are like our children.
亚当夏娃就跟我们的孩子一样。
The one thing they were told not to do seemed very desirable to do.
上帝叫他们不可以做的那件事是他们最想去做的。
So Eve ate the fruit, gave it to her husband also to eat, and he ate.
所以夏娃吃了这个果子，也给亚当吃，亚当也吃了。
And then something happened.
然后事情就发生了。
And this is tremendously important to understand what happened.
这所发生的这件事情是非常重要的。
Now, probably everyone in this room has heard of the fall of Adam and Eve.
我想我们当中每一个人都听过亚当夏娃的堕落这件事情。
Does that mean they fell down the stairs?
这并不表示他们是从楼梯跌下去。
Does it mean they tripped over a rock and fell?
也不表示他们碰到石头然后摔了一跤。
No.
不是这样的。
It means something else.
它有更深的意义。
She took from its fruit and ate.
她摘了树上的果子吃了。
And she gave also to her husband.Who was with her, and he ate.
然后把在他也给他旁边的丈夫吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened.
他们两个人的眼睛就明亮了。
Now does that mean they had been walking around the garden with their eyes closed all the time?
这并不表示在他吃这个果子以前，他们两个在伊甸园里都是瞎着眼睛走路的。
No.
不是这样的。
It means they began to see everything differently. Absolutely everything differently.
这个意思是说，从那时候开始，他们所看见的事情角度都不一样了。
First, they saw God differently.
首先，他们对神的看法变了。
They heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the evening.
他们在傍晚的时候听到神在伊甸园里面走动的声音。
And they hid themselves.
他们就躲起来。
Because they were afraid.
因为他们害怕。
Their friend had become an enemy.
朋友变成了敌人。
In their eyes.
在他们的眼中一切都变了。
They were now suspicious of God.
他们现在对神产生了怀疑。
And so when they looked at God, God is untrustworthy and they doubted God.
所以神变成是不可靠、不可信赖的神。
And then how did they see the world now?
他们现在怎么看周围的世界呢?
Instead of seeing the world as a delightful, safe place, they now saw the world as dangerous.
他们现在看他们周围的世界是危险的，危机四伏的。
God cursed the ground so that Adam would have to labor.
啊，在他们吃了果子以后，神就咒诅了这个地，所以亚当就必须要劳苦终日才能糊口。
But now a fear of the world entered their hearts.
可是现在那个恐惧，对环境恐惧的心理也进入了他们的里面。
They no longer felt protected and cared for by God.
他们不再觉得神眷顾他们，保守他们。
It's very interesting.
这是一件很有趣的事。
I have discipled thousands of Christians.
我曾经替一千多个人做过门徒训练。
And if I asked a Christian, does God take care of you?
我问他们说，你觉得神眷顾你吗？
They'll say, yes.
他们说，是的，神眷顾我。
Then if I ask them,
然后我再问他们，
is God taking care of you today?
神今天眷顾你吗？
And many of them will say, no.
很多人的回答是，没有。
They don't feel protected. They don't feel safe.
他们不觉得他们受到神的保守，不觉得安全。
That means they're looking at life still through Adam's eyes.
这表示他们仍然是透过亚当的眼睛来看这个世界。
And how did they see themselves? How did they see the other person?
他们怎么看自己跟看别人呢？
Now remember, after they ate of the fruit, they covered themselves with fig leaves.
圣经记载，他们吃了分别善恶树的果子以后，他们就用无花果树的叶子把自己遮掩起来。
And the end of chapter 2 said they weren't ashamed when they were naked.
记得在第二章的时候，他们赤身露体，并不觉得羞耻。
But when they ate of the fruit, the first thing they did was hide from each other.
可是在他们吃了果子以后，他们第一件做的事情就是彼此掩藏，彼此躲藏。
That's what those fig leaves mean. That husband and the wife hid from each other because they were ashamed.
这就是那个无花果树叶子的意思，丈夫跟妻子彼此隐藏起来。
The basic thing that happened in the fall was how we saw things change.
这堕落的基本的发生的事情就是我们看事情的眼光改了。
The basic emotion of the fall is shame, where we hide from each other and God.
我们基本的情绪情感变成羞耻，所以我们要躲避神，躲避人。
And relationally, here is the basic thing that happened relationally.
这就影响了我们跟人跟神的关系。
Listen carefully to this. This is really important.
请我们注意听，这一点很重要。
Let's pretend this Bible is my emotional life.
好，我们假设这本圣经是我的情感生活。
This is my emotional life.
这是我的情感生活的记录。
Because of the fall, we give our emotions to everybody else.
在我们堕落以前，我们可以很正常、很自然的把我们的情感向所有的人开放。
No, no, no. Other people now control our emotions.
别人都可以看见我们的情感。
Other people often have more control over our emotions than we have over our own.
我们的情感其实常常是别人来控制的。
Other people have more control over our emotions than we do.
我们啊，常常是让别人来控制我们的情感情绪。
I want my emotions back.
但是我把我的情绪夺回来了。
Think about it.
想想看，这是什么意思？
Ask yourself how many other people control your emotions.
想想看，我们自己的情感情绪是别人控制的，还是自己掌管的？
When Adam and Eve hid themselves, Adam was hiding from Eve because he was ashamed.
当亚当躲藏起来的时候，其实他是在躲夏娃，因为他自己觉得羞耻。
She had more power over his emotions than he did.
夏娃对亚当的情感有更多的控制权。
And she covered herself because now she was ashamed in front of her husband.
夏娃也用无花果树的叶子把自己遮掩起来，因为那个情感的控制权在亚当的手里。
They saw themselves as people who needed to hide from each other.
他们对自己觉得羞耻，所以觉得需要把自己遮掩起来，躲避，彼此躲避。
Then how did they see the other person?
他们怎么看别人呢？
God asked Adam,
上帝问亚当说,
How did you end up eating of the fruit?
你为什么吃那个树上的果子呢?
And he said to God,
他对神说,
The woman you gave me,
你给我的那个女人叫我吃的。
The woman you gave me,
是你给我的。那个女人叫我吃的。
You could have given me a better woman, but you didn't.
你原来可以给我一个更好的女人，可是你没有。
You just gave me the economy-sized woman. You didn't give me...
你给我一个便宜货。
You should have spent more money on giving me that woman.
你应该做得更好，给我一个更好的女人。
And she gave me of the fruit.
是她给我那个果子的。
You did not teach her to be responsible.
她不愿意负起责任来。
And poor me, I ate, and now I'm in trouble because of her and you.
我才是一个真正的受害者，都是你跟夏娃害的。
Yes.
是的。
Now, do all of you know the phrase throwing somebody under the bus?
我们有听过一句话叫做拖人下水吗?
Throwing somebody under the bus.
就是拖人下水。
It means when you want to blame somebody else when it's your fault, you throw them under the bus.
就是你要想要把责任推给那个人的时候，你就把他拖下水。
It's an American phrase, not a Chinese phrase.
这是一个美国的成语。
Adam threw God under the bus.
亚当把夏娃拖下水。
Adam threw Eve under the bus.
他也把上帝拖下水。
When Adam looked at Eve, now she was expendable.
他现在看夏娃是可以被牺牲的。
Now the reality is, Adam's eyes, how he sees things, we now see things that way.
问题是，我们现在看事情也常常是跟亚当一样，透过他的眼光来看事情。
How we see things is how we live.
我们怎么看事情，就会影响我们如何生活。
When I was in Beijing, I went to the Pearl Market to buy a present for my wife.
我在北京的时候，曾经到那里的珍珠市场，要替我太太买珍珠。
Going to the Pearl Market was a strange experience for a Caucasian.
对我这个白种人来说，去那个市场是一个很奇怪的经历。
All my life, when I went into a store, I saw price tags.
我这一生进入一个店里买东西，都是先看标价。
I read the price tag and I paid the price.
我看了标价以后，我就照那个标价付钱。
No price tags.
可是我去那里却没有看到标价。
And everybody is arguing with everybody.
所有的人都在讨价还价。
And I was told I'm to argue with the person selling me the necklace.
他们教我说你就是要讨价还价。
I felt like saying, I'm sorry, but I have to argue with you.
他跟那个教他的人说对不起。我是要跟你讨价还价，不是跟卖的人。
Because whenever I saw anything to buy, it was always paid for by the price on the price tag.
因为通常我们买在美国买东西都是标价是什么，你就是付那个价钱。
I was in a village in China.
我在中国的一个乡村。
And I was walking down the street where there was all these markets and stalls.
那我在这个街上走，两边都是小摊子。
And everybody was arguing with everybody.
每一个人都在跟那个商家讨价还价，吵得不得了。
No price tags.
然后到处都看不到价钱的标签。
I wonder.
我心里在想。
When you go into a store in the United States,
你到美国的商店买东西的时候，
is it strange to see price tags?
你看到标价，会不会觉得很奇怪？
Do you argue with the salesperson?
你会跟那个店员讨价还价吗？ No.
No. She's been in America for 40 years.
我已经来美国40年了，真老。
But how we see things,
我们怎么看事情,
is how we live.
会影响我们怎么生活。
That's the most important spiritual principle there is.
那是一个很重要的属灵原则。
If I see God as loving me and protecting me,
如果我看神是一个眷顾我、保护我的神，
I will live a happy life.
我就会过得很快乐、很安全。
If I only have the information in my head that He loves and protects me, it means nothing. I'll still live in fear.
如果我对神的认识只停留在头脑的阶段，那我可能还是会活在恐惧里面。
Because my heart doesn't believe it.
因为我的心并没有真正相信神会眷顾我。
And unfortunately, we inherited Adam's way of seeing things.
很不幸的是，我们都继承了亚当看事情的这个眼光。
We inherited Adam's shame.
我们都继承了亚当的羞耻感。
We inherited Adam's habit of handing his emotional life over to other people to control.
我们都跟亚当一样，把我们情感的控制权交在别人手里。
How do we change that?
我们要怎么样才能改变这个事实呢？
We change it by beginning to see things the way Jesus Christ does.
这个改变是要从透过耶稣基督的眼光来看事情开始的。
In the wonderful Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever given, Jesus talked about how to deal with anxiety.
耶稣在登山宝训里面告诉我们怎么样来处理忧虑这个事情。
And he was going to tell people how to deal with being anxious and afraid in life.
他也告诉我们怎么样来面对生活里面的这些忧虑、沮丧。
And he's going to give his disciples a new way of seeing things.
他教导门徒用一个新的方法来看事情。
And in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "And why are you worried about clothing?"
耶稣在登山宝训里面说，你何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
Observe, he said, observe very carefully. Look very carefully how the lilies of the field grow.
他说，你要仔细地观察学习。看看百合花是怎么长起来的。
Now, in the Greek language that this was written in, that observe carefully actually meant this.
在这个希腊文的原文里面，它这个看其实有更深的意思。
He actually said, be discipled carefully by the lilies.In how they grow.
就是说你看那个百合花怎么长起来，你仔细的观察，从那里面好好学习功。
He said, go watch a lily.
你去看看百合花的生长。
Go out to your garden and just look at it.
他们就到这个花园里面去看看百合花。
Look at it for a month.
你去观察一个月。
Make sure you eat so you don't starve while you're watching the lily.
你要确定你要把野草拔掉，它们才会长得好。
But look at it carefully.
你要仔细的观察。
It just grows.
它就是这样子生长。
It doesn't work hard.
它不需要有什么努力。
It doesn't spin cloth.
它也不需要纺织。
It doesn't do anything.
它没有做任何事情。
And God takes care of it, and it doesn't do anything.
他都不需要做什么，但是神就眷顾他，让他长得很好。
It's lazy.
你会说他真懒惰。
It doesn't have a job.
他们不必工作。
No money.
他们没赚钱。
And yet it's more beautiful than Solomon in all of his glory.
可是这一朵花却比所罗门极荣华的时候还漂亮。
It's not a Chinese lily.
这不是中国的百合花。
If it were a Chinese lily, it would be working 16 hours a day.
他说这个百合花如果长在中国，他一天得工作16个小时。
If it were a Caucasian lily, it would be working 4 hours a day.
他如果是白人的百合花，他一天只需要工作四个小时。
It's not doing anything, and God takes care of it.
他们都不需要做任何事，但是神却眷顾这些花。
You don't have to do anything, and God is taking care of you.
你不需要做任何事。神就会眷顾你。
为什么？
为什么？
Because you are loved.
因为你是神所爱的。
You take care of your children.
你照顾你的小孩。
Because they are loved.
因为你爱他们。
Are your children perfect?
你的小孩完全吗？
You want them to be perfect.
你希望他们完全。
But they're not.
可是他们并不完全。
But you take care of them.
可是你却照顾他们。
Because they're loved.
因为他们是你所爱的。
God takes care of you.
神一样眷顾我们。
Because you're loved.
因为神爱我们。
So he says in verse 29,
所以接着耶稣在二十九节说
Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of those lilies.
他说所罗门极荣华的时候他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace,
你看那野地的草，今天还生长得很好，明天就丢在炉里烧了。
Will He not much more clothe you?
神都眷顾这些花草，难道神不更眷顾我们吗？
Then He says something really important.
然后接着耶稣说了一句很重要的话
You of little faith
他说你这小信的人啊
Now I think Jesus was very polite like a Chinese person
耶稣这样讲其实是很客气的讲法跟中国人一样
Now if Jesus was a Caucasian
如果耶稣是一个白人
He would have saidYou don't have any faith at all.
他会直接说你根本就没有信心。
But because he was not Caucasian, but polite.
但是因为他不是白人所以他就很客气。
He said, you of little faith.
他就说你这小信的人啊。
Actually, what that means is you don't have any faith at all.
他真正的意思是说你根本就没有信心。
Because where that phrase occurs in other places, it means not to have any faith.
因为在圣经的别的地方也有出现相同的话语，意思就是你根本就没有信心。
Paul said that our hearts have eyes.
保罗说我们的心里面有眼睛。
Meaning our hearts have a certain way of seeing things.
因为我们的心可以有不同的角度来看事情。
And what controls how we see things?
什么东西来掌管我们怎么看事情呢?
Faith.
信心。
Faith.
信心。
It controls how we see.
信心影响我们怎么看事情。
Jesus taught how to get rid of Adam's eyes and to have Christ's eyes.
耶稣教导我们怎么样脱去亚当的眼睛，戴上耶稣基督的眼睛，就是信心。
So Adam's eyes doubted God.
亚当的眼睛对神怀疑。
Adam's eyes saw God as not protecting him.
亚当的眼睛认为神并没有保护他，没有眷顾他。
When Adam looked at himself, he hated himself and had to hide.
当他看自己的时候，他厌恶自己，他需要躲藏起来。
When he looked at Eve, he hated her.
他看夏娃的时候，他也不喜欢她。
But through faith, all of that can be changed.
可是透过信心的眼睛，这一切都要改变。
When we exercise faith, we can learn to trust God.
我们可以经过操练我们的信心来信靠我们的神。
When we exercise faith, we can develop a sense of being cared for and protected every day.
我们操练信心就可以知道神其实每一天在眷顾着我们。
No matter how terrible the problem is,
无论我们的问题有多大
we can be comfortedand feel God's care.
我们都可以相信神实在是爱我们眷顾着我们。
And instead of hating ourselves, we can feel valued because we're valued by God.
我们不需要再躲躲藏藏因为我们知道我们是神所看重的我们是神贵重的儿女。
You know, we have a choice about life.
我们人生有很多的选择
We can spend our lives blaming other people for everything.
我们可以一辈子选择就是责怪别人。
Or we can simply enjoy people.
或者我们可以选择我就是好好的跟 跟别人相处，喜欢跟别人相处。
What makes the difference?
这中间的区别是什么呢？
Trusting a good God.
你要怎么样才有这个区别呢？就是要信靠这一位爱我们的神。
So the purpose of the head-to-heart discipleship process is to change how we see.
所以我们整个门徒训练课程的目的就是训练我们从不同的眼光，从神的眼光来看事情。
We have Mandarin groups in the Bay Area that go through Head to Heart in Mandarin.
Okay, 我们在这个湾区有中文的训练课程。
And our workbooks are in simplified and also traditional.
Okay, 我们的教材有繁体中文跟简体中文。
If you're interested in learning more about that discipleship program, our director, Gail Incarnation, who's back there, has these booklets.
如果你们对这个训练课程有兴趣，我们的负责人 Gail 就坐在后面，请跟他联络。
And I also have one that I can share.
我现在也带了一本，可以跟你们分享。
And if you want more information, you can go to our website.
如果你还想知道更多，你可以去我们的网页。
So, it's been good to share with you a wonderful truth.
很高兴今天有机会来这里跟你们分享神的真理。
All of us are under the good care of God.
我们每一个人都在神的保守眷顾之下。
But some of us see it and some of us don't.
只是我们有一些人看得见，有一些人看不见。
The heart that doesn't trust will never see God's care.
一个不相信神的心，就看不见神对我们的眷顾。
Because it is too suspicious.
因为它的里面充满了怀疑。
The heart that trusts will see God's care all through the day.
一个信靠神的心，可以帮助我们，神今天就在眷顾着我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the teaching of Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你透过耶稣基督给我们很好的教导。
We ask that each Christian here will walk by faith daily.
我们求你帮助我们每一个在座的人能够每天靠信心与主同行。
And if there is a person here who has not trusted the gospel,
如果今天在座有人还没有相信耶稣基督，
We ask that their heart will choose to trust in Christ's death for their sins.
我们求你帮助他们能够选择接受耶稣基督为他的罪受死，
And trust in Christ's resurrection from the dead.
也相信耶稣基督是从死里复活。
And trust that Jesus will protect them forever because of their faith.
相信耶稣基督会永远的眷顾我们，保守我们。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.